Hey, we got a guest here.
Sure.
We were speaking about the theater and how the theater is your best entertainment dollar above and beyond the movies. And Nikki Silver, playwright extraordinaire from New York City. New York City! New York City called the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Welcome to the airwaves of Cincinnati, Mr. Silver. Good to have you.
Hookers are clearly your best entertainment dollar.
Hookers are your best entertainment dollar. How much is a good hooker in New York City? A clean one.
Well, I think that's probably an oxymoron, but about $200-$300 for a 50-minute hour, unlike.
Now, do you write your theatrical plays about hookers and stuff?
I have the odd hooker in plays, yes, indeed.
But have you ever written a play where like the hooker was the main character?
No. But the night is young.
Did you ever see that movie Showgirls?
I did not see Showgirls, but, you know, I'm sure I will eventually be on an airplane and they'll be showing it.
You missed a major Hollywood blockbuster with that one, pal, man. The acting is something that would just make
I hear it was, next to Cries and Whispers, one of the finest films of its era.
It was kind of a cross between Saved by the Bell and Last Tango in Paris, if you know what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Okay, so Mr. Silver, you wrote a play. We talked to you about a year ago. The play was called Food Chain.
This is exactly right.
What's the play about? Refresh our memories. And how's it doing?
It's doing fine. We're in our 10th month here in New York.
Is that a long time?
It is a very long time, yes. I myself am pooped. It's about a very, very thin woman and a very, very fat man and the people that they have in common. It's about sex.
Is she like anorexic or something?
She might be a little anorexic,
yes. Is she like a Barbie, got that Barbie doll complex?
She's thinner than Barbie.
And why is this guy a porker? Does he eat a lot?
Well, yeah. He eats on stage through the whole play.
Really?
So now the actor is actually going to be fat, too.
He worked really hard. He wears a fat suit. It's very hot. So he doesn't... He actually... All the actors who have played it have lost weight, actually.
Well, why don't you just get a fat guy to play it, then?
Do you want it? Well, because you can't have a really... Audiences won't laugh at a real fat person.
I heard that Junior Samples isn't too busy nowadays.
He is remarkably talented. I saw his Hamlet a few years ago at Stratford, and it was breathtaking.
What about Haystacks Calhoun?
It was really shocking. It was beautiful.
Now, you have a new show called...
I do.
Fit to be Tied. Tell us a little bit about this new show called Fit to be Tied.
Well, it is. It'll open in the fall, and it's about a young man who kidnapped someone because he's very lonely. But who among us hasn't been there?
He doesn't like kidnap Jerry Lewis, does he?
No.
That's
I hear
done.
Jerry Lewis was on your phone not recently.
Yeah, Jerry Lewis is a big fan of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yes, he is.
I find that very hard to believe.
Have you seen Damn Yankees?
I saw some of it.
Did you see Rent?
I did see Rent, yeah.
Was Rent any good?
It's very good. It's a little overrated, but it's very good.
Have you seen... What's that one, you know, it's like a 22-year-old tap dancer did all the choreography.
Bring On the Noise.
Bring On Dud... Yeah, Dud Noise. Have you seen Bring On Dud Noise?
I did, and it's amazing.
Really?
I preferred it to Rent, probably.
Have you seen...
But I would only say that because your show is out of town. I would be, like, stoned in the street if I said it in New York.
We're all stoned in the street around here.
I know you are.
Have you seen those English guys that beat on garbage cans?
Stomp.
Stomp. Have you seen Stomp?
Yeah, that was just in Cincinnati a little while back.
Have you seen Stomp?
I have seen Stomp, yes. I was hoping the English guys would beat on me, but they have their own props.
Now listen, your new play called Fit to be Tied.
This is exactly right.
You just told us it's about a lonely guy who kidnapped somebody.
Correct.
Now, it hasn't opened yet, so I don't want you to spill all the beans.
Oh, like everybody in Cincinnati.
Yeah, don't tell us how it ends.
Is running to see this.
But there's got to be more to it than just a guy kidnaps another guy because he's lonely. Like, what do they talk about once he kidnaps him?
He kidnaps... The person he kidnaps actually is in the Radio City Christmas Spectacular. And... As it turns out, his mother, the kidnapper's mother, leaves her husband and moves in with the two of them, and the three of them end up having a sexual relationship.
Uh-oh. Oh, so you got incest and...
No, the boy and his mother don't sleep together. That's another play of mine. I don't think there's anything wrong with incest if the children are of age, myself.
Uh-oh.
You do?
Oh, that's pretty radical, man.
It is?
Oh, boy. All my relatives are ugly, so I don't worry about it.
No, two consenting adults, what do I care if they're blood relatives?
Nikki Silver...
There would never have been, like, a hee-haw on the air if it hadn't been for...
Have you ever slept with a relative, Nikki?
Have I ever slept with a relative? Well, that's awfully... I was speaking in generalities.
Have you? Yes or no?
My father used to say there's nothing wrong with, you know, a parent loving his child. Of course, I wish he used less medicine mouthwash, but no, I never have.
All right, just checking.
Have you?
No.
I have. Have you ever slept with each other's relatives?
No. You don't know Rob's family. If you did, you'd be laughing about that.
Really? My relatives are all sort of the nylon jacket, food spilled down the front of their shirt type. I wouldn't want to sleep with them.
Are they like New York hillbillies or something?
They're like, I'm originally from Philadelphia. They're like Philadelphia hillbillies.
Well, we talked a little bit earlier to a guy who just wrote a book about Stalin. And so the topic tonight is...
Joe Stalin.
Is Stalin and other guys named Joe. And we were wondering, who's your favorite guy named Joe?
My favorite guy named Joe. It has to be a man?
It can be
Joe from Little Women would be my choice.
Or Joe from Petticoat Junction.
That's Uncle Charlie.
It was also like Teddy Joe or Billy.
Oh, there was Bobby Joe and Baby Joe and Dummy Joe and let me think. I like Joe, Joseph, can I pick someone named Stalin?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who's my favorite Joe?
We'll come back to that. Have you seen Cats?
I saw Cats. Here's a little Hollywood gossip. Would you like a little Hollywood gossip?
Yeah.
They called me about 7 months ago. They are making a movie, an animated feature of Cats. And they said, we don't want to insult you, but would you be interested in working on the screenplay? We have a draft that we're not happy with. And I said, who wrote it? And they said, Tom Stoppard. And I said, I'm not insulted. So I went...
Who's Tom Stoppard?
Tom Stoppard is a huge, huge, big deal playwright.
Okay,
he's like the biggest playwright in the world.
Bigger than Edward Albee.
He's British. He's as big as Edward Albee, certainly.
Okay.
Bigger than Harold Pinter?
I could tell a really fascinating story about Edward Albee, but I don't think I better. You'd all get sued.
Go ahead. We all know all about his peccadillos.
He
used to have a theater named after his father here in Cincinnati.
Really?
Yeah, and he opened...
Anyway, so I went to see Cats. I didn't understand head nor tail of it. It made no sense to me. First of all, the theater's crawling with cats. And it was very unpleasant, the whole experience.
Real live feline domesticus are all over the theater?
Why?
That's what you're saying.
Oh, yes. No. There are people dressed as cats.
You know, some of the, like, they'll come on Letterman or you'll just see them on other shows on TV.
They crawl all over
you. It's very sexy, though.
I prefer my relatives.
Ah.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so what happened?
I saw Edward Albee in a bar about 17 years ago. And I went over to him and I said, Mr. Albee, someday I want to be a playwright and you're like an inspiration to everyone who wants to be in the theater.
And I bet he said, give me a blowjob.
No, he didn't, actually. But he didn't say anything. He had with him, and please don't ask me why, he had a stuffed leather pig in his hand, a toy. And without saying anything, he put it in my hands. And I thought, wow, a stuffed leather pig from Edward Albee. This is a very big deal to a 17-year-old or whatever I was. And then about 10 minutes later, he walked over. Again, he didn't say anything. He took the pig out of my hands and left the bar.
Whoa.
So there you have it. That was my... I've since spoken with Edward Albee. We have the same agent, Eddie and I. I call him Eddie.
Well, does he remember the pig?
I've never mentioned it. I'm afraid to.
Well, you know who you should get...
scary.
You know who you should get to direct this Cats movie?
Who? Well, I'm not doing it.
Paul Verhoeven. I heard he's really good.
Well, he's extremely, extremely talented.
This Paul Verhoeven guy, he's so talented, he can combine, like, 90210... and Last Tango in Paris and make a feature
Saved
film.
Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the Flip
book to come out.
With a little
bit of Saved by the Bell.
The what book?
The Flip book. You remember Flip book?
Yeah. Watch, put the Roadrunner in motion, just flip the
pages. Yes, I'm waiting for the Flip book of Showgirls.
Well, they had a companion book did come out.
Is there a director's cut where you see actual penetration?
I don't know if there's any of that. I think there's going to be a coffee table book, though.
As I said, I haven't seen it. I heard a lot about the scene at the pool.
I haven't seen the movie either.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
And yet you feel free to badmouth it left and right. People like you are a pox on our nation.
I'm not badmouthing it.
I feel you are.
All I'm saying is...
We badmouth Waiting for Godot all the time, and we never sat through that whole thing.
I read it.
I will tell you,
he doesn't come.
I know, but
oh,
I read
damn,
it.
I've never seen it. He never shows up.
Exactly right. I haven't seen a movie, like, all year. It's pathetic, I have to say.
Do you want to see movies, or you just feel you don't need to?
I find it's a great effort to get out of the house, and, you know, since I occasionally have to fly to Los Angeles, and you get to see movies right in your seat on little videotapes, and you can there. I watch them that way.
But as you know, that's not nearly the same thing.
It is exactly the same.
It is nothing like being in a movie theater.
If you're lucky, you'll catch that one about Babe the Talking Pig.
I didn't see that. That's exactly right. I've missed them all. I did see a movie about 3 months ago. I went to see More Than a Mouthful. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, it's a fine piece of cinema verite.
What's it about?
I don't know that there was any plot.
So you like those plotless movies?
I like some pornography.
Okay.
Don't you?
Well, I saw Showgirls.
Really?
I saw one called Next of Kin. You can guess what it was about.
Hey, well, come on. We're talking about incest way too much.
I do enjoy a little pornography. At my video store, on, like, Thursdays, you can get four for the price of, like, one.
Is there ever nudity in the plays that you write? You write lots of award-winning plays and stuff.
I do.
Do you ever write, like, nudity into them?
No.
Why not?
I like nudity in plays. Like, I like to go see plays that have naked people in them.
Oh, Calcutta?
Well, that wasn't really a play. But, like, Equus had nudity in it.
Naked horses.
It had naked boys and girls.
Wow.
Frolicking about the barn. And it was a great experience. But, you know, my plays are serious at times, but funny at times, and you really can't get laughs naked. It's very hard.
Okay, I want to know this.
So to speak.
It depends on who you are and if you're hung or not.
Yeah, well, there you have it.
I have a philosophical question about the nature of the art they call theater in New York City.
Yeah.
Are these plays, you know, you might not even consider them plays, but things like Disney's Beauty and the Beast, are these things going to squeeze out the smaller, more serious plays?
No.
The ticket prices are out of control, and all the out-of-towners that come in, they don't want to see your play. They want to see Beauty and the Beast. And even the New Yorkers, with your nose in your hair, you're going in to see Cats 18 times before you see More Than a Mouthful.
More Than a Mouthful is really... no, I don't. I think it's fine. I think that people are... You know, the thing is, the theater has had a tradition of big... sort of mindless, audience-pleasing extravaganza.
Starting with, like, Hamlet.
With the Ziegfeld Follies.
Starting with, okay.
And I think it's a little pretentious of us in the theatrical community to get all up in arms because someone produces something that's big and dopey and fun and just fun. We've always had that in the theater. So I think it's fine.
There's room for both.
Exactly right.
You should be able to appreciate both for what they are.
Once again, you've hit the nail on the head.
Nikki Silver, it's always a pleasure to talk to you here at WAIF on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Well, God bless you.
Once again, your new play is called?
Fit to be Tied.
And it's going to open in Cincinnati when?
When Hell Freezes Over?
No, you know, Albie does a lot of stuff in Cincinnati.
He does?
He'll tell you.
I just had a play open in Houston. He lives in Houston now.
Right, Houston and Cincinnati are his two big places.
That's the word on the street.
That Three Tall Women thing?
Yeah.
He did that in Cincinnati.
Did you see that?
Yeah, that's the one where there's really the same woman and there's...
Yeah.
No, I read it. I didn't see it.
You read it?
And that one about like a mermaid...
What was the last play you saw?
Oh, God.
Well, there you are.
Oh.
I saw the Malaprop Productions do Talk Radio last week by Eric Bogosian.
And did you like that?
Oh, sure. But it's about Talk Radio.
You were
that's
in it, though, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in it.
He had a cameo in it.
You did?
Yeah.
Were you good?
I got to be the kid who liked his cat.
Let's hear your kid voice.
I don't remember.
Let's hear your kid. Say, hey, mister, I really like my cat.
Hey, mister, I really like my cat.
See, he's good. Is there a future for him?
Hey,
can Rob and I be in one of your plays if we come to New York?
I'll be fat and naked.
Well...
I'll be a punk.
Then it's a done deal.
Okay. We'll get back with you on that, but thanks for taking our call tonight. Nikki Silver.
My pleasure.
World-famous playwright and theater guy.
God bless you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444 is the phone number. Give us a jingle. We'll be here till 2. And we're looking for something to talk about.